Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As urban sprawl continues to creep into once wild areas, many animal populations find themselves walled off from one another. Paul Beyer, professor of conservation biology at Northern Arizona University, describes efforts to understand the best way to reconnect such populations and assure genetic diversity.
In the last century, large natural areas have been split into smaller fragments embedded in a matrix of cities, farms, and highways. Although many fragments are protected as parks, wildlife populations in isolated parks lose genetic diversity and eventually become extinct. Wildlife corridors can connect our existing parks before they become isolated. A typical corridor design is ambitious, over a mile long and a quarter mile wide. As a scientist, I worry whether these long corridors will work once the surrounding natural land has been lost. Although there have been many studies of corridors, these studies have documented only that corridors increase animal movement between patches about 100 yards apart, and most of these studies have involved a corridor in one natural land cover, for example, a grassland corridor, through a matrix of another natural land cover, such as a forest. These studies of tiny corridors in natural landscapes suggest that corridors are a good conservation strategy, but we need stronger evidence. Because no conservation corridor has existed long enough to assess how well it provides long-term gene flow and patch occupancy, my research lab has launched an effort to identify and study landscapes where long corridors through farms and cities have accidentally connected parks for at least 50 years. Colleagues from around the world are suggesting potential landscapes at docorridorswork.org. We are finding many of these corridors, for instance, in forest swaths along the former Iron Curtain and in remnant grasslands and California farmlands. We expect to confirm that at least some long corridors through human-dominated lands do indeed work. More important, by studying many such landscapes, we will learn why some corridors are better than others at ensuring gene flow and long-term survival of species.
That was Paul Beyer of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Let me ride for the wild.